When developing abdominal CT protocols, it is important to first develop clinical indication-specific protocols and then ensure dose adjustment based on patient size. Tube current for abdominal CT should be set using automatic exposure control technique. Use of fixed tube current should be avoided for abdominal CT. Automatic exposure control technique should be modified to adapt tube current for different clinical indications. That is, use lower radiation dose for renal colic CT and CT colonography. Tube current should be adapted to deliver lower radiation dose when using iterative reconstruction techniques. KV selection for abdominal CT can be with manual, fixed KV, or with automatic KV selection technique. Unfortunately, only a few types of CT scanners have the automatic KV selection technique, and therefore manual selection of KV remains the most important way of specifying KV. With advancement of CT technology and availability of more power X-ray tubes capable of reaching higher tube currents than possible on older scanners, use of lower KV has been increasing in the abdominal CT as well. Additionally, iterative reconstruction techniques also allow use of lower KV compared to filtered back projection-based image reconstruction method. For abdominal CT in small patients and children, a lower KV should be preferred, preferably less than or equal to 100 KV. For an average to less than average size patient, CT angiography, even in the abdomen, should be performed at lower KV. Arterial phase imaging, for example, for liver, kidneys, and pancreatic protocols, can also be performed at lower KV, which is equal to or less than 100 KV.